Welcome to the Utah House of Representatives podcast. My name is Harry Hansen, and I'll be your host. We have another special guest for our show this week, Corey Ann Edwards, the Managing Director of Operations for the Governor's Office of Economic Development, or GOED as we call it, is with us to discuss some of the grant programs that are available to help businesses navigate their way through COVID-19. Now, some of the funds for these grants are already used up because of their popularity when they were first rolled out, but others are still available. Corey Ann will walk us through these programs and help us understand the benefit they bring to our state and, importantly, how businesses might access these grants. Corey Ann, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, Harry. I'm super happy to be here.
Well, let's just jump right into it. First off, would you just mind talking to us about the grants that GOED has supported during this pandemic with the federal CARES funding?
Absolutely. The Governor's Office of Economic Development, also known as GOED, has been asked by the Utah Legislature and our governor to implement and manage a myriad of programs, loans, and grants with the Federal CARES Act funding. These statewide COVID-19 economic recovery programs were designed to help boost Utah's economy and to help keep Utah safe. These programs include such things as a mask for every Utahn. These masks were made by our Utah manufacturers and also helped save more than 300 jobs by keeping our manufacturers open. Another one was the Utah Leads Together Small Business Bridge Loan Program, the In Utah Outreach and Education Campaign, some of our tourism recovery programs, as well as five very significant grant programs designed to help reactivate Utah's economy. These included the Commercial Rental Assistance and Mortgage Program, also known as ComRent, the COVID-19 Displaced Worker Grant Program, the COVID-19 Impacted Business Grant Program, the PPE Grant Program, and the Oil, Gas, and Mining Grant Program. As I said, these grant programs were awarded on a first-come, first-served basis. We'll talk about maybe a few of them that are still open, and were given out to our Utah businesses while the funds lasted.
So you mentioned that there are a few that are not open anymore because I guess they were so popular as they first were rolled out. So I think it would be helpful if you would actually go through with our listeners some of those grant programs that are currently available. Will you briefly tell our listeners about some of those programs and how they can access them?
Absolutely, be happy to. There's some really great programs still available for our Utah businesses as well as individuals to help during this time of economic hardship. The first one is our Commercial Rental Assistance Program. As I said, this is also known as ComRent. This provides rental relief to Utah small businesses that have lost revenue due to measures taken during the pandemic. The program provides up to $5,000 per month per location and up to 3 months of assistance. So a company that has one location based on the losses that they've had could get $5,000 of rent relief per month, so up to $15,000. And then if you had multiple locations, you could receive up to $5,000 per month over 3 months per location. So this could be a very significant funding source for those businesses that are struggling to pay their rent and keep their doors open. Additional information about this program, if you're interested, can be found at business.utah.org/coronavirus. And then just look for the ComRent button on there and it will give you more information. And that's exactly where you can apply, is on that website. The other one are two programs that are not managed by GOED, but I think they're such fabulous programs that I really want your listeners to hear about them. And that is the Department of Workforce Services Rent Relief Program. This assists renters or individuals who are unable to pay their rent and utilities due to circumstances related to COVID. And information can be found about that program at rentrelief.utah.gov. And that is actually for individuals. The next program that I think is a fabulous program, and it's one of the newest programs out there for businesses, is the Small Business Quarantine Employee Grant. And this is managed by the Utah Labor Commission, and it uses federal CARES funding to help employers continue the salaries of employees that are required to quarantine or isolate due to COVID. So this is for small businesses with less than 50 employees and would be used, for example, if you had an employee that was exposed to the virus or tested positive for the virus and needed to quarantine for 10 or 14 days and were not able to come to work, you weren't able to offer telework options, and so they just were going to lose their wages while they quarantined. This would provide you as a small business the income that you need to keep their salaries going. So really fabulous program on that. Information can be found at the labor commission.utah.gov, and you can see the small business quarantine employee grant option on their website there. And then the other couple of programs that I just really wanted to mention are the Shop in Utah program. Harry, you probably like to shop as much as I do.
My wife more than me, but yes.
So anyway, this program was provided to businesses that offered a discount to their consumers. So in order to participate in this grant program, they needed to offer a discount, and then 50% of the discount cost could be funded through this grant program. So the program's closed for applications, but there are fabulous offers out there for all of us consumers to go and shop with our Utah businesses. There's spa packages, there's restaurant packages, there's staycation packages all across the state, and everything else in between. So I encourage you all to go to Shop in Utah Offers. So that's business.utah.gov. That's our GoEd website. And then if you search for Shop in Utah Offers, there's a whole listing of all the offers that our Utah businesses are providing. For example, a couple of weeks ago, I was in Kanab, and I searched the offers in Kanab and found some really great vacation packages there to participate in. So just a lot of fun things on offered from that Shop in Utah. So I encourage you to go there. And then the other one is our Learn and Work in Utah. If you are a Utah resident who is unemployed, furloughed, or looking for an opportunity to enhance your career or start a new one due to the effects of COVID, there is funding through the CARES Act that is available to provide short-term training courses and certificates designed to put you on a path of success. This is in partnership with GoEd Talent Ready Utah, the Utah System of Higher Education, USHE, and our Department of Workforce Services, and all of our Utah higher education colleges, tech colleges, and universities are participating in this program and offering some absolute fabulous certification programs from cybersecurity to composites to nursing and about everything that you want. So if you're really looking to make a fresh start and maybe get yourself a new career lined up, I encourage you to look at this. And this program can be found at inutah.org/learnwork. So those are the great programs that are offered right now. There's still a lot of opportunity for businesses and individuals, especially those that are struggling during this time of pandemic, to provide some assistance to help keep them going.
So you mentioned Shop in Utah and Learn in Utah. And I see all these billboards on my way to work, and I've been hearing a lot of this in Utah. I see it happening across I-15. I'm seeing it on commercials. Are these Shop in Utah and Learn in Utah programs part of that In Utah campaign?
They absolutely are. And I love the campaign. I love the In Utah. I know a lot of people are asking, are you in Utah? And I'm definitely in Utah. So through the Federal CARES Act funding, appropriations through the legislature ask GoEd to engage in a public education and outreach campaign for really two purposes. One, for economic reactivation, and two, for the health and wellness of all of us as Utahns, and really just reminding us to do all the things that we did pre-coronavirus to care for our health, and then all of those great things that we've learned during the coronavirus to social distance, to make sure we're washing our hands and wearing masks and all of that great stuff. So GoEd, through a competitive RFP process, we partnered with Rumor Advertising, who is a fabulous company located here in Salt Lake City, to execute their In Utah campaign, promoting all things we could positively promote about Utah businesses, travel, and experiences. The campaign is defined, as you know, as In Utah, and really one of the taglines is, "What's good for you is good for Utah." This campaign really focuses on elevating, educating, and engaging all of us as consumers and our businesses. Its goal is to strive to build consumer confidence reinforce consumer responsibility, and help reactivate Utah's economy. It's all over the social media and has many social media platforms. So I encourage you all to search for All in Utah. And we're also using hashtag In Utah. Additionally, we've launched inutah.org as the campaign's online headquarters. And we really invite everyone to join on our social media platform and in the inutah.org site. We know that healthy citizenry can activate and engage our economy by going out to shop and eat and be entertained. We created a series of public service announcements featuring well-known Utahs supporting healthy behaviors. Hopefully you've seen those with Ms. Gail Miller and Thurl Bailey and some of our famous university coaches, all encouraging us to wear face masks, practice physical distancing, stay home if we're sick, and all of that fun stuff.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And thank you, Corianne, for all of your work that you've been doing on this and being so active and influential in the role of keeping Utah's economy open and running. I know that I'm grateful for that. I mean, those first couple of months when we didn't quite know what to do, it was really hard to stay indoors all that time. So we're very grateful for your work and want to say thank you. And we're very appreciative for you joining us on the show today to explain these programs to us. So thank you.
Terry, thank you so much. I'm just so proud of everyone and in Utah and how they've handled that, and just proud to be part of the solution. So thanks again. I sure appreciate it.
Thank you for joining us on this week's episode. Corianne gave us a little bit of an insight as to what DWS is doing to help out with the coronavirus pandemic. And for next week's episode, we're actually going to have Nate McDonald from the Department of Workforce Services joining us to talk more about those programs in depth. So remember to join us, and we'll see you next week.